good son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Welcome to the art of going your own way. Yeah, it's me again. You know what? I'm just here to talk about life. Chronicling my own life, and maybe it interacts with yours somehow, some way. So, let's see, where are we at? When we last left off, Timmy was blah, blah, blah. Kidding. Yeah, I went up to the watering hole. I've had a few drinks, so... Hey, drunk time number 57 with Tao Yao. Whatever. I got a little bit of a buzz going. Real life, people. Real life. What do you do? So, let me see if I can discombobulate and give it to you how I see it. What did I do today? Oh, yeah. You know, I was planning on throwing out another video yesterday, but I couldn't get to it because my mom gave me a call and she said, I need you to bring me to the hospital. And I'm like, what's going on, Mom? Of course, you know, women, Mom, I love my mom. Don't get me wrong. I do. But it's like going off on the, well, hey. First of all, you know your buddy Tao Yao, all these tangents I go off on. Now you know where I get it. I'm like, Mom, to the fucking point. What's going on? Where does it hurt? What's happening? How can I help you? I'm a fixer. Okay? Men are fixers. We don't want to fucking hear about how somebody didn't show up. What's going on? Why do you need to go to the hospital? And so... my sibling and I took my mom to the hospital. We dealt with it, and ultimately, she's going to be okay. Well, we all die in the end, but she's going to be okay for now. And spent quite a bit of time in the hospital. Your buddy Tao Yao didn't get to play pull tabs, nor did he get to play the meat raffle, which he would have fucking won big time. But anyways, because what can I say? I'm a fucking winner. I spent the time with my mom, got her taken care of. Today was a fuck all busy day. Holy shit. So I told you I got that Honda CB350 cycle. And one of the things I didn't get with it was the seat hinges. So I'm looking online. They want like $15 for two. I'm like, fuck you. I've seen those over at the hardware store. I can pick those up for like less than $1 each. So what do? I wake up early this morning. Hardware store opens at 7. Head over there. I'm like... looking around, I'm like, fucking hey, there they are. Yep, smoking still, because I'm a dumbass. Oh, I might be wise, but it doesn't mean I'm smart. Anyways, so, yeah, I get shit for my bike, and I'm getting it ready. I got a guy who's going to do some work on it over the winter. In the spring, should... things hold together. I'll have a fully functional bike that I can tool around on, not spend much for gas, do this, that, and the other thing. I got my goat. Oh, yeah. Fucking A. Finally. Finally. Jesus freaking criminy. So my goat is getting the exhaust on it. There was an issue with the... exhaust manifolds. Now that's fucking done. Car runs great, by the way. I should have recorded a video. I should have had it on. But, you know, you don't want to run these things for a long time. without the full exhaust, it's going to fuck with the heads, all that shit, and cause problems. So, had it towed over. It's getting the mufflers on tomorrow. And your buddy's going to be driving around in his nice 65 Goat that's got the the drivetrain completely refreshed. And, now I got a rebuilt carb that's eventually going to go on there in the manifold. The guy, my buddy, I like him, my mechanic buddy, it's like, but fucking dude, come on. Let's just fucking get this shit done. He's like, well, it's right in there right now. Let's get in and get it the exhaust. And I'm like, just put the fucking shit on it. Get it done. Goddamn. You know, I'm coming up against a goddamn deadline here. Oh, so interesting thing. You boys, you men might know that your buddy Taugio is coming up against a, you get that jab, motherfucker, or you get fired on December 8th. You know, why December 8th? Why not December 9th? Why not next year? Fuck yourself. So, oh, give us your religious leader and their address so we can do the night of the long knives on them and round them up and shit. Go fuck yourself. I reached out to somebody that I used to work with, and the owner of the company over there goes, hey, give me a call. We need people. We need somebody good. Well, I'm good. Can you afford me? But what do you got? You know, you're going to lose your fucking job, Taugio. Maybe you're going to make less than what you make right now. Listen, I've learned that I'm going to work within my means. I know what I'm worth. If you want to pay me less than what I'm worth, you're going to get equal to what I think is the going value. So, needless to say, I'm not worried about employment. I'm not worried. I got a side job that I've been working on. The guy owes me a couple grand. I'm going to be just fucking fine. And if I do this right, I can have a couple weeks off between losing my job and getting a new job, and also having the ability to say, fuck you, I'm suing you, you motherfuckers. But we'll see how things go. It's not about money for me. I've lived my life to make money, not an equation, as much as possible. I own everything I have. Everything. I have zero debt. I have almost no expenses every month. I could literally go, hey, welcome to Walmart, you know, make $4 an hour and still fucking thrive. All right? It's all good for your buddy Taugio. It's all about the decisions you make in life and how you want to live it. I was up at the watering hole tonight, hence why your buddy's got one tied on a little bit. And yeah, ain't fucking editing this video. You're getting it raw. Well, you're some fuck dumb fuck drunk. No. No, I use my brain, gentlemen. And every once in a while, I gotta fucking cut loose a little bit. I gotta say, hey, you know what? I do so god dang good 99.9% of the time. Every once in a while, I can just relax a little bit and cut loose. I'm up there and me and my buddies, we're playing pull tabs, right? And, well, another guy wants to get in with us. We don't win anything. And, me and my buddy play another 20 bucks each and, 60 bucks ahead. Boom. Every time I walk out of that fucking place, I always have more money than I walked in with, because And listen, believe me or not, I know how to pick the tables or the boxes for the pull tabs, except for tonight, because my buddy said, well, I'm playing a different box with our money. Well, fucking go ahead, but that's the box to be in. And we win $330 out of it. So, boom, way ahead. So, spent $80, well, $40 each, and came out, whatever. I had more money than I got in there with. So, boom, what do you do? Let's see, what else? Well, I told you my mom, I had to take her to the hospital. That was a deal. Today, I had to fucking run like a chicken with my head cut off. Had to run over, get her medicine during my lunch break. You know, listen, I still have a good work ethic. I still give what I feel is a good value for what I get. And I get that my family comes first, but it's a balancing issue, right? And I get that I'm staring down the barrel of a gun. They're going to fucking cut me loose. They're going to do me dirty, which is typically the way it is. What do you do? So, and like I said, I got a email from a company. Hey, you know, they've been courting me for a couple of years. Hey, you know, I hear you want to come over. Well, fucking hey, I know you're under 100 employees and you're not under the mandate. As long as you're not a fuckhead, I'll come work for you. And as long as you pay me what I'm making, if not more than what I'm making right now, we're good. And I'm going to give you what I think is the equation of what I give you for work is to what I make. I'm not fucking working on-call, after-hour bullshit. You're going to know that right away. The world has changed. There is no after-hours bullshit anymore. There is, you know, I took my, went to get my mom a prescription. I know. Calm down. I'm all over the place. Went to deal with my mom's prescription from the hospital. And the fucking place was closed after 6 o'clock. Supposed to be a 24-hour place. They can't get people to work. You know why? Because they're all dead from taking the vaccine. Or they've sold out because I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine. And when you can print as much money as you want to try to buy people, once they realize that that money is worthless and that they sold their soul for nothing, then the realization comes into effect. So this is why your buddy lives like a fucking pauper. Even after his divorce, he knew this was coming. Stocked up on shiny objects, the most precious metal of all, on food store, all this stuff. Because guess what? It's gonna get worse before it gets better. And don't expect the cavalry to come save you. I was having a conversation with one of my buddies. He's like, you know, people are sitting here thinking people are going to save them. I'm like, the only thing that's going to save you is the cavalry. And it's not the cavalry of the United States military. It's the cavalry of Jesus dying on the cross. Oh my God, he's going fucking religious and shit. No, no. Nah, you fucking believe what you want to believe. I sit here and I look at things and I go, holy shit, have I been blessed? And it's because I live by certain principles. Well, what are those principles? Biblical principles. Learn it, love it, live it. Crack the fucking book. You've been lied to. You've been lied to. Yeshua, Jesus, Yeshua is the Savior. Yeah, Amir. I get it. I get it. Different strokes, different folks, man. For me, a Christian, Yeshua. Yeshua is the Savior. Not God, but the way to redemption. Anyways, I'm not going to make this about a whole deal on that. Lots of shit coming out. Oh, fucking A. Check the, if I'm not a dumbass and I post this, do you know that, in July of 2020, the National Institute of Health, why is this not out mainstream? Because they want you dead. But it's right on their fucking website. Second listed treatment for COVID-19, SARS-2, ivermectin. If I don't remember right away to put this in the description, I will post it as a comment. Now, mind you, I'm a little drunky drunk, and it gets worse because I was fine when I drove home. Place isn't that far away from my house. But as the time goes on, I get a little bit more inebriated. So, lighten a smoke, hold on. Oh, there's a fucking video out there. I gave my dad ivermectin to save his life. Guy's fucking dying. Lady gives ivermectin, sneaks it into the hospital because they won't fucking give it to him. And what happens? Within a couple hours, he has a miraculous turnaround. Lies, lies, lies. So your buddy, I talked about this before. You can go out and you can try to get a prescription for it. I'm like, fuck you. I went out and I got the horse paste, okay? Same dang chemical thing. It's ivermectin. And right on the, it's like a syringe, right? But you get to set the dial to the weight. And I've been taking that as a prophylaxis. What's a prophylaxis? It's a deterrent to what's going on. So I take high levels of vitamin D3, vitamin C, zinc, few other things, and the ivermectin. I was having a conversation with one of my coworkers. Side change a little bit here. And I thought there were more of us that were going to say, go fuck yourself. Apparently, the majority of my coworkers have taken the jab. I am an island on my own with God as my North Star. I don't know, gentlemen. It looks grim. I thought I was in better shape where I'm at to say go fuck yourself, but I'm going to fire all photon torpedoes. And it's going to be a Kobayashi Maru, motherfucker. So we'll see what happens here. But I don't necessarily want to take a new job until I ride this out. Because your buddy Tao Giao's not a quitter. And yes, I have a couple side jobs. I'm making money. I'm going to be just fine. I am able to adjust my lifestyle the way it needs to be adjusted in order to live. If I gotta fucking go into pauper living again, it ain't gonna hurt me at all. I'm at the watering hole talking to my buddies, and they're like, you're the only one of us that gets fucking laid. And I'm like, yeah, that's because I like to get laid. Well, you're going to get married. And I'm like, I'll never get married. I bet you $100 in the next 10 years you get married. I'm like, it'll be worth a fucking dollar, but I'll take that bet. I ain't ever getting fucking married again. I told you guys, Widow said, when I had a conversation with her about, you know, I know what your views are, but I just want you to know that I would marry you. Well, of course you would. Of course you would. Any fucking person in their right mind would hook their cart to my horse. It's will I let their cart be hooked to my horse. And you know what? The juice ain't worth the squeeze. I like Widow. I like her a lot. I hope we have a long relationship. And you know what? This woman fucking listens. She listens. I talked about her financial situation. Got the lowdown on it. I'm like, you want to get out of that and you want to live a good life? You got to do this, this, and this. And you know what? She's been doing it. Because a good woman will fucking listen to a man. These doesn't mean you should still tie your horse to them. Don't fucking ever tie your horse to their cart. No, 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 no. Because if you do, then they think they're on easy street. Fuck that. Everybody has to pay for their life. You're responsible for sounding the warning call about the shit that's coming on, but you're not responsible for anybody's salvation but your own. Yes, there will be sacrifice. But anyways, what else is going on? Oh, yeah. I'll tell you. So, my manager at work, I think I told you guys about this. He's like, you know, I kind of know from a couple months ago what your, views are. You know, I'm just wondering what you think, if you have any questions. Well, I told him, I said, the mandate's coming. He's like, nah, they won't do that. I'm like, yeah, they will. I said, I'm not fucking doing it. Of course, now he's all worried because they know they're going to lose me because I ain't fucking getting it. Of course, now I'm playing the game. It's tequila. Hey, Amir, tequila. You know what that is, right? The ability to lie to the infidels. Lie without a moral impediment on you if there is something that may be detrimental to you. So, yeah, there you go. Tequila, right? It's like... No, you know, I'm thinking about it. I talked to some of my coworkers, and I'm like, trying to feel them out. Because a couple of them, I thought, would never take the jab. They fucking took the jab. And they're like, well, you didn't take it? I'm like, well, you know, I'm wondering which flavor, chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla. You know, I don't know which one I'm going. I'm kind of afraid because blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I may do it. I'll never submit. Never submit. Lie to the infidels. Hey, you're a fucking Muslim, Tao Gal. In some respects. Jihad those motherfuckers. But anyways. No. I tell you. The meek shall inherit the earth. But the interesting thing is meek, right? Meek is being submissive and, you know, submissive to authority. Read what it really says. It's submission to God. It's not submission to authority on this earth. It's not submission to the so-called misguided leaders. You know, you want some good information? Check out Paul and his discussion about render unto Caesar and what that truly means. Well, fuck, how long have I been? 25 minutes almost. Gentlemen, I'm not going to rant too much longer. tomorrow, I get the goat back, fully functional Death Star. It's going to be great. Drive around, get all the pussy I want like I normally do. Whatever. Kidding. I didn't buy the car for pussy. I bought the car because I like the car. I want something to be saved from the scrap heap of history. I bought the cycle because it's a little bit more powerful than the Honda I had when I was a boy. And I want to be saved from the scrap heap of history. Doesn't mean I'm gonna be the one to enjoy it. It means that it will carry on beyond me. Now, my children, fully lost me, I get that. Ex-wife, fucking monster cunt. Evil. Evil. But what do you do? Any gentleman in a predicament like I was, where your children are out there, you know what? You can try. And still, try. But you are not responsible for what happens to them. You got to leave it in God's hands. You do the best you can. Do not kill yourself. Either they're going to wake up or they're not. So, well, you sound like a prick because, you know, I'd go to the ends of the earth for my kids. I'd fucking kill that whore. Well, you know what? You do that, and that goes against a lot of karmic and religious and blah laws, right? You still got to give your ex time to fucking realize and wake up. But these fucking whores, the smart man will not even give these fucking whores the time of day and will live their life and keep them in check their entire life. Hence the conversation tonight about, you know, I bet you $100 you get married in the next 10 years. And I go, I bet you $100 I fucking won't. Because, you know, this dude's been married 3 times. I'm like, you're a fucking slow learner, aren't you? That's what I said. You're a fucking slow learner. That's your fucking problem. You don't get it. It ain't about getting married to these fucking whores. It's about living your life the best you can. And if you get married to them, you give them power over you. You're dumb. You're a fucking idiot. I like the guy. I don't mean that maliciously. Eventually, he'll get it. But it's like, you don't fucking give these whores any power over your life. Man is supposed to be the head of the household. And we have let it go too long. You've heard this before. Listen to other shit. I'm just telling you. I'm reiterating. It's true. Fuck these whores. And if they come after you, if you let yourself get fucked over a little bit, drag them down. Fucking destroy them. Destroy them. And rebuild. Because you know what? You have the ability to rebuild. They do not. They're fucking whores. All they do is take. So, there you go. I got nothing else for you tonight. Missed the meat raffle last night. Didn't have any drinks. I probably drank way too much tonight. Last night, I'm in the hospital. No, I'm not an alcoholic. But I'm like, man, I wish I had my drink right now. Because tonight, I was looking forward to having a drink. But my mom needs me. My dad needs me. Well, you're just a mama's boy. No. My mom is a good woman. She takes care of my father. When I was getting ready to take my mom to the hospital last night, they hugged, they kissed. It was beautiful because the type of relationship that my parents have is a biblical relationship. So, I am willing to be the guy. Yeah, you're not that guy. Yes, I'm that fucking guy. I'm that guy that will take care of my parents until their end days. I will see them out because the fucking people on this planet right now don't realize what they're losing by not doing that, by not following through that chain of giving those that brought you into this life, even though, hey, listen, people, I'm going to tell you a little secret here. Your parents might not have been what you consider the best, right? But I will tell you this. They did what they did for you with the knowledge they had and the capacity they had. That does not mean that you should not shuffle them out with some dignity. There you go. So I'm looking at a screen right now on my computer. Beautiful blonde. Your buddy is hooked on blondes. I can't help it. Oh, by the way, I talked to a widow and I said she's getting ready to... she's not a brunette. She's kind of a blonde, but a darker sandy blonde. And I said to her, you know what? You go full blonde, I'll pay for your dye job, you know. So, I think she's going to go full blonde. What's it going to cost me? $50? Whoop-de-fucking-do. Whoop-de-do. I get what I want. I don't own her. She does what she wants. I get enjoyment. She's a good woman. Never saying I do. Gentlemen, keep your autonomy in this life. You might think, well, Targa, you're all about fucking getting with women and fucking pussy and all that. No, no, no. Juice ain't worth the squeeze. You might find a decent person out there. Still, you should never, ever fucking tie yourself to them. Educate them, train them, teach them. Never fucking tie yourself to them. Okay? Well, let me ask you a question here. Do you think that that Jesus and God are tied to you? They're not. You have to be the one to invite them and tie into them. Do you think that they're going to take care of you all the time? Oh, they might. They might look out for you and try to wake you up here and there. But do you think that it's a, until the very end, I'll be looked after and taken care of? No, no. No, no, no. There comes a point in time where shit gets cut off. Because if you're not making the moves to be good, well, Talia, it sounds like you're going to get married. No, I'm not. Well, people that say they're not, they will. No. No, no, no. I told you. Had a conversation with my mechanic. I bet you $100 you're going to get married. No, no. I told him. I sit here and I look around the fucking watering hole, right? And I see all these people. And I see maybe 2 out of 15, 20 people that are like happy, so to speak, with their partners. Most of them are here drinking away and their partner's sitting across the bar or in another place drinking away. That ain't love. That ain't being together. That's just tolerating each other. I will never ever be in a situation of tolerating. Well, I like Widow. I like Widow a lot. I care for her. I cared for Blondie too, and I cared for Red, and I cared for my wife, and I cared for my kids. I get what it is. It's all conditional. All conditional. Keep that shit in mind as you go. I don't want to lead you astray. You make up your own fucking mind on things. Well, you know, you just blah, blah, blah. Just out there for pussy. Yeah, I like having sex. It ain't the end all be all. You know, I had a widow send me a text. You know, I'd like to be with you today and just hug you and kiss you. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't need that. I don't want that right now. I get it. I get that's what you want. And you know what? Sometimes you have to appease them a little bit. But I don't need it. I don't need it. I'd like it in my life, but I don't need it in my life. Anyways, whatever. Rant. Shit. Piss. Yes, I'm going to end it with this, because this is a long enough video. I'm not going to continue on again after my sign-off. Remember, gentlemen, there is an art to going your own way. Live a decent life.